KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Premier Tami Ntuli has warned that KZN is no place for criminals.
Because the police in KwaZulu-Natal, they are equal to the task.
Over 30 undocumented migrants were arrested in a raid on several shops in the Durban CBD yesterday. The operation was part of efforts to clamp down on expired goods that slipped through the cracks of food inspectors. It led to officials uncovering a number of shop owners who employ workers who are in the country illegally. A number of counterfeit goods were also seized. And Ntuli says more funds are needed to conduct investigations on undocumented migrants.
We don't want to see crime in our province. We will give information to the police so that police will come in where arrests are supposed to be. Already we have started the engagements with the mayor, and I know that it's not just a decision that you can take haphazardly and think that is going to present a permanent solution.
He says our borders need to be strengthened. Now, an NPO has raised the alarm over a funding crisis for shelters for victims of abuse in KZN. The National Shelter Movement says 16 places of safety that assist women and children could be forced to shut their doors due to insufficient funding. The movement's KZN representatives, Nadia Munsami, says limited funds make it difficult to take care of victims.
Currently at 70.35 per woman or child, and a quick analysis shows from 2012 to 2024 that there was an increase of a mere 11.35 per client or child, and no consideration of exorbitant inflation was taken into account.
The appeal comes as the finance minister prepares to table his mini-budget in Parliament this afternoon. Munsami says each shelter can accommodate up to 35 people with the money they receive used towards meals, rent, maintenance and transport. She says they also pay for certificates and IDs because in some cases, abusers tear or burn them.
GBV in South Africa is at its highest, and it has been declared a pandemic by President Cyril Ramaphosa, and the women and children are daily needing a place of safety. What is going to be their fate without operating shelters?
Emergency teams in Spain have recovered the bodies of several victims after torrential rains caused flash floods in the eastern region. The deluge covered streets with muddy water and disrupted rain and air travel in Valencia. Videos broadcast on Spanish TV showed raging waters washing away cars and flooding buildings. In some areas, more than a month's rain fell in a single day. And finally, researchers say exercising just once or twice a week, like on weekends, reduces the risk of mild dementia when compared to more regular workouts. Experts say the study is important because it shows that even busy people can gain cognitive health benefits. According to a study published in the British Journal of Sports Medicine, there was a 15% reduction in risk among those exercising up to 2 days a week and a 10% drop in the regularly active. Back home, we've got a high of 24 degrees in Durban, Maritzburg 23, Richards Bay 26. I'm Natara Nadesan for Newswatch.
And coming up in your sports, Kaizer Chiefs and Sundowns looking to get back to winning ways tonight in the Betway Prem. Man United, they start life after Ten Hag with a cup tie against Leicester. And the Proteas, 413 for 5 at lunch on day 2, second test against Bangladesh.